destination. No, it's about the journey. No, it ain't where you're headed, but it's how you grow. It ain't about the trophies, but getting back on your feet, walking in your glory. So come on, let's go. It's time for Michelle Speak. Yes, it is. Michelle Speaks.
Good morning, and welcome to Michelle Speaks Ministries. We are so excited to have you join us on this Sunday morning. You know how we do. We start off this day giving him praise and thanksgiving. Why? Because he deserves it. For after carrying us through an entire week, giving us health and strength, covering us from danger, seen and unseen, giving us strength in the struggle, courage during the chaos, that is why we give him praise, and that is why we give him glory. And so to get us on the right foot, we are going to say, God, you are excellent, by Sunday Service Choir.
We serve an excellent God who is worthy of excellent praise. We've come today to show our love to him. Come on, lift your voice and sing.
It is just getting started and she is already in tears. That's because I know that he is excellent. And most would probably say that, you know, you should not be in tears and broadcasting. Amen to them. I know who he is and what he has done for me. And so it is without shame that when I am moved by the Spirit, I give him all that he is due. Why? Because he's amazing. And that is up next by Ricky Dillon.
So glad you're mine. Oh, I'm glad to say you're mine. Tip joints.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
Tell me you're amazing.
You're amazing.
Shout you're amazing.
You're amazing.
You're so amazing.
So amazing.
Tell me you're amazing.
You're amazing.
Shout you're amazing.
You're amazing.
Tell me you're amazing.
You're amazing.
You're so amazing.
So amazing.
You heal the sick.
Raise the dead,
you Lord of
all,
great I am.
Great I am.
You call the sun, the stars are about to shine. I'm glad to say you're mine. Oh, I'm glad to say you're mine. We stand.
We can search the whole world and there's none that compares to him. And that is not by accident or coincidence. It's because he is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. There isn't one that created him. He created everything and all things. And so we're going to move along because there is a word coming forth on today. And I have the privilege of reading today's scripture. And I'll be reading Isaiah, the 54th chapter, the 17th verse, and I'll be reading the King James Version. There are just some things that need to be read from the King James Version, and this is one of those. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Now, there are other versions, and I'm sure we're going to get one. I was actually looking at the ESV, the NIV, and there's just something about saying no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That just resonates. You automatically know where it should come from. And so we bless God for his word, and we are praying that he blesses the hearers and doers of the word. Amen. We will now have a song of meditation followed by prayer, and that will be led in by Open Your Heart by Yolanda Adams.
Oh, talk to me.
Recognizing, oh God, that it is you that has made us and not we ourselves. We start this prayer, oh God, with thanksgiving, thanking you for being God, thanking you for being our loving Father, thanking you for looking beyond our faults, our daily fallings, our missteps, our mistakes, our unconscious sin, and our conscious sin, for looking beyond them and still supplying our needs. That is grace. That is love. And meeting us every morning with brand new mercies. It is beyond me why we don't always get it. But I'm grateful that you love us enough to keep us anyway. And so we come with open hearts so that we can be redirected to walk in the footsteps that you have laid before us, so that we can have a mind that is stayed on you, Jesus, so that we have a heart that desires to please you and not our flesh, so that we have a determination to accomplish the purpose that you have on our life, so that we will have a persistence to pursue our purpose in as much as we are looking to pursue our jobs, our occupations, our certifications, all of those things which will pass away. But God, only what we do for you will last. And so we are ever grateful, oh God, to walk according to the steps that you have laid out. You're not promising that it'll be easy, but you are promising it'll be worth it. You're not promising that there will be a crowd, but you're promising never to leave us nor forsake us. You're not promising that we will always have a good time and that we will always experience being happy, but you do tell us that there will be unspeakable joy and a peace that surpasses all understanding. And so it's not about what we won't have according to man, it's what we will have in you. And so God, we say thank you this morning. We thank you that you help us to see beyond our flesh. We thank you, oh God, that you are giving us clarity day by day. We're asking, oh God, that we continue to seek your face in everything, the little things, from what we wear to what we eat, so that we can become more familiar with your voice, and that, God, we will hear it above every noise, and we will know the distinction between you, our flesh, and others, and so that we will obey. We thank you. We're asking that you touch the hearts and minds of those who are listening, for those who are watching. We're asking, oh God, that you meet the need that will draw them nigh to thee. We're asking, oh God, that you would change the stony heart into a heart of flesh, that you would renew every thought, that they will think of the things that are of good report, that they will think of the things that draw them closer to you, that they will remember that they are a chosen generation, oh God, that they will remember that they are fearfully and wonderfully made, that whatever the enemy is telling them that is not in alignment, whatever the enemy is telling them is a lie, and it is not in alignment with how you see them. And so, God, we're asking that they push past their fleshly thoughts, and that the Holy Spirit would take over and reign and remind them of who they are in you. We are reclaiming the lives of these, your children. We are rebuking every demon that is coming up against your people. And God, we are standing in the gap and we are lifting holy hands, no matter the cost, no matter the price, because somebody prayed for us. God, we are praying for the generation that's with us, the generation to come, because it is time for a reckoning. It is time for us to get on one accord. It is time for us to be awakened. And God, we are here to serve. We thank you, God. We ask that you prepare your preacher for the hour. God, that you would touch her heart that is in alignment with you, that you will open her mouth and that you will be the voice. And we pray for the hearers of the word that they will become doers of the word. We ask these things because we know that you are a God that not only hears, but you answer every prayer. It's in Jesus' name we offer it up with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen, amen, amen. And at this time, we will have the sermonic selection. It is Grateful by Hezekiah Walker. Following the sermonic selection will be none other than the preacher of the hour, Minister Malika Rachman, who will bring forth the word, Hear Ye Her.
Do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done.
You
look at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful. The victories that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful,
so grateful just to praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Good morning. Grateful. I don't know about you, but if you're watching us, if you woke up this morning, that is enough for you to be grateful. So I'm just going to give you about 5 seconds to get yourself together and tell God thank you. Clap your hands, stomp your feet, walk from the living room to the kitchen, but give God some thanks because he is worthy to be praised. The song says, I am grateful for the things that you've done. I'm grateful for the victories that you've won. And for that reason, we must give God what he's due. We must give God what he is due. So this morning, it is an honor to be before you. I am grateful for this opportunity to share with you in word. Give honor to God, who we all say is the head of my life. But when you understand who he is, you can say that with confidence, that you can give God honor because he is the head of your life. So I thank God for blessing me and calling me to this particular time and moment. I thank the woman of God who is the visionary and leader of Michelle Speaks Ministries because I get to serve with her and under her. So I have the pleasure of gleaning and leaning at the same time. And for that, I am also grateful. So this morning, the message text, as you heard it read, will be from Isaiah 54:17. And as you heard, there are some scriptures that just need to be had and read and heard in the King James Version. So that's what we're going to do today. And the text reads as such: no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. This is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness, their favor and vindication, their justification from the Lord is their inheritance, and it is from the Lord. This is God's message to his chosen people. Father God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for your word, God, and we ask that you touch every heart. We ask that you touch every ear, Father God, but we are also asking, God, that you touch us in our walk, God, that not only we hear the word, not only we're impacted by the word, God, but that we walk differently because of your word. God, I ask that you decrease, Father God, remove anything that is not of you in this moment, God, so that the only voice that is heard is yours. Touch your word that it may go out, Father God. And as you said, be sharper than a two-edged sword, God. That it convicts as well as corrects, Father God, and leads us on the righteous path. It is in the mighty name of Jesus that I do give you thanks and ask that you have your way in this place. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Now, as I prepared this text and decided how was I going to do this, God said to me, we have to talk about a specific topic. And sometimes this topic can be a little bit controversial, but God said it's time to talk about the struggle. And we as a people like to coin the struggle. Oh, the struggle is real. We have so many different versions of the struggle. We've heard this phrase many times. We've heard it said before, but today God is giving the message that the struggle is over. Now, somebody's probably like, oh, yes, happy receiving the word. But this is not about your struggle about your bills. This is not about your struggle about what's not right with your car note. This is not about the struggle with your relationships. This is about the struggle within yourself. God is saying that today the struggle is over. And the reason why I struggled as he prepared this is because I had to ask the question, do we really understand what it means when we say the struggle is over? Do we really get what we're speaking? And in order to appreciate what this means, we have to understand and acknowledge what's taking place. So by virtue of definition, what struggle is a strenuous or violent effort in the face of difficulties or opposition. a strenuous or violent effort in the face of difficulty or opposition. This is a definition that is recognized amongst men as a reality. It is a natural part of life. However, as children of God, God is saying we need to understand that the experience of struggle, though it is a reality that has been conceptualized and understood, the experience of struggle does not make us exempt from his victory. Struggle does not mean that we are not able to experience victory, that we will be stuck in this situation forever. No, what God is saying is that the fact that you are struggling means my hand is on you. The fact that you are struggling means that you are in my way. We like to say that God has a plan for us and his plan is to prosper us, not to harm us. But what if that plan has some struggle in it? Do you still believe that the plan is to prosper you? If that means that you have to fight to get to your promise, do you still believe the plan is to prosper you? For those of you who are struggling right now, I ask that you just bear with me because we're going to get through this and you're going to be okay by the end of this message. But if you look at the word of God in Ecclesiastes 3, we are reminded, that there is a season for everything. That means there is a season for joy. There is a season for pain. There is a season for struggle, and there is a season for victory. And because there is a season for everything, that means that the timing of the things that happen are perfectly ordained by God. They are orchestrated at the proper time so that the divine purpose of God can come through. What are you saying, Minister Rockman? Why are you just drilling into us that struggle is important? Because if you're in a season of struggle right now, if you've recently come out of a season of struggle, it was on purpose. Your struggle means something. And because it means something, you have to recognize what God is doing in the struggle. Now, you heard me say earlier that all struggles are not the same. We are not all in the same situation. However, the message that God has that the struggle is over is for a different kind of people. This is for the people who are struggling like Paul did with the inner me. This message is for the people who are in the fight for their lives against themselves, for the people who are at war within, the people who understand that I want to do right, God. I'm trying to do right, God, but there is a battle that I enter into every day where the thing that's in me is wrestling with the thing you're calling me to be. My past tends to catch up with me more than it departs from me. My thoughts that I had before are chasing me down when I seek to please you. I have a desire to pray and call out your name, but for some reason, I can't stop watching TV. I can't stop scrolling on Facebook. I can't stop texting. I can't stop doing the things that distract me from you because they feed something in me. This is the struggle. This is the fight between the spirit and the flesh. This is the fight between the spirit and the enemy. This is the fight between what wants to prosper you and what seeks to destroy you. This struggle, my brothers and sisters, is the struggle that, though it is difficult, though it is challenging, we have been promised success in this struggle. How do I know this? Why? You may be wondering, well, how does she sound so confident about this? Because not only have I been in the struggle, not only have I walked in the way of God's promise, but I understand what his word says. I understand that God gives us this word, not only just to inform us of who he is, but he gives us a word for a people at a specific time to do a specific thing. And this message that he's given us today, what he wants to be done, it is not just to convict you. It's not to correct you, but this is a message of empowerment and encouragement. Why did I use both of those words? Because most people think that those words are interchangeable. They think that I can empower and encourage simultaneously, and you can, but they are not one and the same. You see, encouragement is support. It is me helping you, giving you something that you need to get you through. You encourage what already has been empowered. So the message of encouragement is for the people who have already been in the struggle, who know what it's like to face yourself, who know what it's like to struggle internally and say, God, I want to do better. I want to do right. But I have to shake this evil. This message is to empower those who are preparing for the struggle, who may just have stepped foot in the struggle and don't understand. The message of empowerment is because you already have the authority. You already have the strength and power that you need to defeat the enemy. So God is saying for you, the struggle is over. Whether you're day one or day 365, the struggle is over. Whether you cried last night or you've had 3 days of goodness, the struggle is over. So as we examine this and look further into God's word, we are going to break down and understand not only is the struggle over, but why God says it's over. And for what reason? God is divine and has all power, so he really doesn't have to give us an explanation. But what I love about this scripture is that he not only signs his name on it, but he gives it to us in a package in such a way that this is a word that will outlast any experience you have. So in order to understand what God is saying, in order to understand rightfully so that the struggle is over, in order to really be confident in it and be able to take it with you, we must first examine that opposition is inevitable. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that are listening, opposition is inevitable. Verse 17 is the last verse in Isaiah 54. It is the final verse in the message that God is giving to the people through Isaiah, the prophet. And he's telling them, after all that you've been through, I'm going to do something for you. After all that you've been through, at the end of this, my promise is still going to remain true. It is also the first chapter after Isaiah prophesies about the Messiah. It is the first chapter after God gives him the message of salvation. I'm going to send my son to save these very people who've been persecuted. I'm going to send my son to restore what was broken. People see Isaiah 54, and a lot of times they focus on the message of God restoring the city. But it's not about the city as much as it is about the people. God is saying, I'm going to not just restore you, but reconcile you. But first you have to understand opposition is going to come. It says no weapon formed against you. That means that the weapon itself is going to come. It says no weapon formed. It does not say no weapon created. It does not say no weapon that's laying over the side. It does not say the weapon that is not in the pocket. It says the weapon that is formed. That means not only is it coming, but that means you're going to know that it's there. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Why is it not going to prosper? Because God says that I created the weapon and the weapon maker. If it comes against you, do not think that that is of me, but remember what I'm telling you, no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. But I need you to stand firm in my word. How do we know this? How do we know that we have to stand firm in his word? Because in Psalms 27, verse 2, we see what he says about those who come against us. He says, though they come to eat of my flesh, they stumble and they fail. Proof that when the weapons come, they can do nothing to harm you. They can do nothing to attack you. They can do nothing to destroy you. So when you see the weapons come, when you recognize that you're in a struggle and your enemy is showing up suited and booted and ready for war, you have to be like David. And don't be afraid of what you see, but stand on what God said. God said that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So Satan, I know you're coming. Enemy, I know you're going to show up. But you won't prosper against me. The power of God is on me. The power of God is in me. So when we operate in this, when we understand that it's coming, when we see and accept our adversity, God says, not only will I cause them to stumble and fall, not only will I handle your adversaries, but I'm also going to restore you, because what we experience is also a result of our own stuff. See, you won't often hear people tell you that the struggle is often the consequences of our own actions. Seeds we've sown years ago by things that we did when we were not in the will of God, we still have to account for. So as much as we want to blame on the enemy, and yes, the adversary does come through the enemy, but you can be your own adversary by your baggage and your stuff that you won't let go, making excuses for your actions because you want to stay in the place that God has you in. That opposition is still opposition. Just because you're opposing yourself does not make it less valid. It makes it more of a victory when you overcome it. So no weapon formed against you shall prosper, yes. But the second piece of this is that the obstacles that you encounter, you will overcome. The word of God says, and you shall refute every word. The King James Version says tongue. Every word that is spoken against you in judgment, you will condemn. Every lie told against you, every false narrative spoken of you, every story that they write about you that is not true, every gossip will not overcome you. You yourself will be able to stand against it, look it in the face, and know that God has you covered. Hezekiah Walker has a song. They whispered, they conspired, they told their lies. But God says, in my word, I will not just restore you, but I'm going to reconcile you to your rightful place. I know what you used to be. The things that they said about you were the old you, but they will not recognize the new you. So when they speak against you, you will have the power in me to condemn them. And this is misunderstood, because people think that this is an excuse to cuss people out. It's an excuse to get with people, but it's not. What God means in this condemning is you will be able to stand against it looking like God, acting like who God called you to be, walking in the way of the Lord. See, it's the opposition that teaches us the lesson of who God is, teaches us the lesson of how to maneuver. It teaches us the lesson of how to deal with adversity. But it is something about knowing that when it comes, I make it over. So I understand that opposition is inevitable. I understand that every obstacle that comes before me, I will overcome. But there is something about the last part of this message. And God says, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication, their justification, their righteousness will be from me. even after all that we've been through, persecuted, even though we've been hurt, even though we've been harmed, even though people have tried to destroy us. And when I say us, I mean you and me collectively. There is no respecter of persons in God. He's not giving me more struggle than you. He's not giving you more struggle than me. God is saying this is for the people who've been broken, beaten, and abused on behalf of me. We like to talk about being chosen. We like to talk about being children of God. We want to quote 1 Chronicles 7. We want to say it. If my people, but God is saying, you can't get my benefits if you don't want my struggle. We want to reap what God has, but we don't want to put in the work. So for those who have put in the work, this is my message for them. Their struggle is over. Their struggle is not going to last always. So if it's your consequence that you're dealing with right now, God's grace is going to come for you. God's favor is going to be for you. God's favor is going to be for you. I'm going to say it again. God's favor is going to be for you. It won't always be like this. You won't always have to fight yourself. You won't always have to carry the weight of saying, God, I don't want to be that anymore. There's going to come a point where God is going to say, if you give it to me, you won't have to fight it anymore. If you let it go, you won't have to fight it anymore. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, but you're going to have to go through the struggle. You got to go through some things. It's going to hurt. It's going to challenge you. You're going to face opposition. Adversity will look you in the face. You're going to have obstacles, but know you will overcome them. And just as you overcome them, know that God is going to have an outstanding performance on your behalf. You're in the struggle. You're going to the struggle. But God says the struggle is over. Get ready for your over. Get ready to come out. Get ready to reap the harvest of the things that you've sown in your prayers and your tears and your cries out to God. Know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It is the promise of God of reconciliation and restoration. You just have to do the surrendering and accept the salvation that comes through the Lord. And everything else is on God. The struggle is over.
Amen. The struggle is over. What a mighty word from a mighty woman of God. We thank you for sharing your interpretation of that scripture. We bless God to know that the weapon formed, but it will not prosper. We thank God for who he is and how he continues to bless. My goodness, if you did not get what was just shared, I would ask that you replay the video again, because what a mighty word, what a mighty word was shared. And we thank God. We thank God for Minister Malika Rahman. We thank God that she continues to walk in God's calling. I consider it such an honor to have her as a minister and to bring forth such a mighty word. We here at Michelle Speaks Ministry, here's what we believe wholeheartedly, that when you accept God as your Lord and Savior, that he has stitched in you gifts. And we want to lock arms with you to unlock your gift. Unlock it. It's in you. We all have gifts. That's the first thing. We all have gifts. And he wants to unlock those gifts so that you can then proceed to walk in your calling. Well, what is my calling? The purpose of my life. See, I've gotten so distracted with talents that I don't pay attention that my gifts actually are associated with my purpose. And the job then is to unlock the gift so that I can walk in my calling and be in alignment with my purpose, which is a part of his perfect plan. And then lastly, then and only then can you speak with authority. You can look at the weapon, as was just shared. Come on now. You can look at the weapon and go, I know you formed, but you won't prosper. You might even penetrate, but you won't prosper. And that is why the struggle is over, because my gift is unlocked. I'm walking in my calling, and I can speak to the thing that is formed with authority. And so we bless God for you. Again, we bless God for the woman of the hour that brought forth the word. We ask that you continue to join us here at Michelle Speaks Ministries, not only at 7 o'clock on Sunday morning, but join us at noon, where we have our service every Sunday on Michelle Speaks Ministries. It is Facebook Live. Join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. for our daily prayer. It is the best way to start the day. We believe that sincerely and wholeheartedly. And so we gather from 7 to about 7:15 with praise, power, and prayer. So there is a praise component, because we got to give God glory and give him thanks. There is power. There is a short word that is delivered. And then there is prayer, where we accept prayer requests. You can join. You do not have to show your face, but we encourage you to be a part of that ministry on Sunday mornings, on Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Thursday, I always like to highlight it, because it is the men. The men lead us on Thursdays, and I am so excited that we have men who are not afraid or ashamed of the gospel, who lead us in this effort to also encourage other men to join. We need you as head of the household, leaders in the community, to pray, to lead us in prayer. And so I would also like to highlight Tuesdays, because Tuesdays are led by none other than Malika Rahman, Minister Malika Rahman, whom you just heard today. So join us on Tuesday morning, every Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. She leads us on Tuesday mornings. We then have upcoming Sister to Sister on October the 16th. So that is forthcoming. We also have the Old School Praise Party on October 23rd. The reason why we share all of this is because we want you to understand that God is an all-inclusive, holistic God. He enjoys when we have fellowship. He wants us to have fun. He wants us to maintain being faithful. And all of that can be found in him. That's why we have such an array of different activities to engage you, because God knows what we need. He knows what we need. And he is the supplier of all of our needs. But I would be remiss. The most important piece is to make sure that you have a relationship. We take our text from Romans 10, 9 and 10, and it simply says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, then you are saved. That is the synopsis of those two verses. And what we are offering is that it is just that simple. This is not a complex God. It's not that complex to know him. It's a struggle, like you just heard, in your flesh, to come past your flesh and say yes to his will and his way. That's why we also played Open My Heart. So we're praying that if you have accepted this, then simply say this prayer with me. God, our Father, I am a sinner, but I'm asking you to come into my life today. I know I've fallen short, but I believe on today that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, that he has risen from the dead, and I am claiming him as head of my life. I receive him now in Jesus' name. Amen. That's it. That's it. He, if you've accepted him and fully embraced him, that is it. You are a member of the family. Now, yes, you need to get connected, but you are already a member of the family. Welcome. The angels are rejoicing. God is excited because you, his son, his daughter, have come home. And so we encourage you to get associated and affiliated with a God-fearing family, a God-fearing church family. Please consider Michelle Speaks Ministries, but more importantly, ask God to lead you to where you belong. Ask God to lead you where you belong so that you will be fed, that your gift will be unlocked, that you will walk in your purpose and speak with authority. That is the goal. It is not how many members, because you are already a member of the family. We bless you. We thank you for joining us this morning. Do not roll back over and go to sleep. It is time to go to the next service. And so we bless God. We thank God. And we are looking forward to those of you who will be joining us at noon. Again, I thank Minister Malika Rachman for her word. The struggle is over. That came from Isaiah, the 54th chapter, the 17th verse. We love you here at Michelle Speaks, but most importantly, God loves you best. God bless you.
No, it's about the journey. It ain't where you're headed, but it's how you grow. It ain't about the trophies, but getting back on your feet, walking in your glory. So come on, let's go. Michelle Speaks. Ooh, I said Michelle Speaks. Yeah, yeah. It's time for Michelle Speaks. Come get your inspiration. Michelle Speaks. Don't worry about your destination.